visit to Ayutthaya, Thailand. This was the most amazing day out, and to think I didn't really want to go when Dad said he'd booked the trip. Getting up at 5:30 in the morning, 3 hours on a packed coach, wandering around some ancient ruins. No, thank you. I wanted to stay lounging around the hotel pool in Bangkok. How wrong I was. Ayutthaya takes your breath away. When we got back to the hotel, none of the tourists we spoke to had even heard of Ayutthaya, never mind been there. They don't know what they are missing. This place is a must. Founded in the middle of the 14th century, Ayutthaya was the old capital of the Siamese kingdom, now called Thailand. The city was an important trading centre in Asia, and by the 18th century it had over 1 million inhabitants, packed with gold-roofed palaces, elegant temples and stylish streets. Ayutthaya must have been magnificent in those days. But all the glory came to an end in 1767, when the Burmese invaded and burnt the city to the ground. When the fighting and looting was over, Ayutthaya was abandoned. All that remains today are ruins, but from these you can get a brilliant impression of what the place must have been like in its heyday. Right, the history lesson is over. What was it that made me fall in love with the place so much? Getting there. Ayutthaya is 76 kilometres north of Bangkok, and you can get there by train from Bangkok, by taxi, by bus, or on an organised tour. We did the latter. Dad booked it at a hotel. I slept most of the way there, and after picking up other tourists from various hotels in Bangkok, we were soon speeding along the highway. I hadn't even bothered to read the information leaflet about the trip. What happened next was a complete surprise. The Thai King's Summer Palace. We stopped at a place called Bang Pa Inn, the summer palace of the kings of Thailand. We were the first coach in the car park, and after being shepherded into the grounds by our guide, we were given an hour and a half to wander round. Each of us was given a plan of the grounds with notes about the buildings. In fact, the place wasn't one palace, as I first thought. It was a collection of pavilions and pagodas in a wonderful park. As we walked in, the park was empty and the mist was rising off the many lakes. It looked magical. The gardens were beautiful, and as we walked up the central avenue, there was a Thai pavilion on a small island in the middle of the lake. The reflection in the water looked like a painting. Wandering around this place was so peaceful. I have never seen so many beautiful buildings altogether. What a stunning place. Temples and statues. Top tip. Make sure you have a large bottle of water with you as you wander around Ayutthaya. You can hire a bike for a couple of hours, but this looked too much like hard work. After dropping us off, the guide told us that we had a couple of hours to wander round the place. Temple after temple, statue after statue, most of them draped in yellow silk. The paths and small streets between the buildings were not paved, so we went scrambling around. All the temples here were built of reddish stone. My favourite statue was a big reclining Buddha. As I looked at him, a sense of peace washed over me. You can go into some of the temples and climb up some of the narrow steps in front of the buildings. The whole place took my breath away. My, I would never have thought I would have enjoyed a day wandering around ancient ruins. Ayutthaya just gets to you. You just feel you're in a very special place. The River Pearl. And this wonderful day wasn't over yet. The coach took us to a pier on the Chao Phraya River, and we all climbed on board a boat called the River Pearl. We sat down at tables and then helped ourselves to a buffet meal. The food was yummy, and all the people I spoke to seemed to enjoy the visit. Then we cruised leisurely down the river back to Bangkok. I can honestly say this was one of the best days I have ever had, and I would not hesitate to recommend the trip to anyone. The visit to Ayutthaya is something I will never forget.